The Holy Spirit acts in our lives through the waters of baptism. And as we pray, as we reflect on Scripture, as we share in the sacraments of the Church, as we offer ourselves in love and service, and as we worship, we continue to be bathed in the waters of the Spirit. Like the tides of the estuary, the Spirit sometimes reveals to us things we might prefer to conceal. The Spirit exposes to us the mud and umska of our hearts. The Spirit washes us clean. But, like the tides of the estuary, the Spirit can wash things up too. Sometimes the Spirit may wash up horrors from the depths of our souls. It may bring to our conscience things we would rather not face and confront. Sometimes the Spirit may wash up the fuel for our inner fires, the things that will keep our hearts burning with love in the cold times. And sometimes, now and again, there are moments when the Spirit washes up from within us strange treasures, things we perhaps thought of as the flotsam and jetsam of our lives, things which turn out to be mysteriously important in the loving purposes of God's kingdom. I have seen sometimes a beautiful moment when a low tide coincides with the early stages of a sunset and the mudflats of the Severn change to a glistening gold by the strange alchemy of water and sunlight. But no alchemy is at work when Jesus rises glistening from the waters of the Jordan and the Spirit descends, for at that moment he is revealed as he truly is. This is my Son, the Beloved. Let us open ourselves anew to the work of the Holy Spirit in prayer, in worship, in Scripture and in sacrament. For as we are bathed in its waters, as we give ourselves to its strange and unpredictable power, as we allow it to reveal, to wash up and to wash away, we find ourselves transformed more and more into what truly and fundamentally we already are: the beloved children of the Father, to whom with the Son and the Holy Spirit be all praise and glory now and forever. Amen.